The civil war in Yemen has claimed tens of thousands of lives and threatened millions more with starvation. Now a new report alleges that Saudi Arabia targeted Yemeni civilians with U.S.-made weapons. The Trump administration backs the Saudi-led coalition, though there are bipartisan efforts in Congress to stop U.S. involvement. Raja Al-Mutawakkil leads Mutwana for Human Rights, the group behind the report. She testified before Congress this week, and she joins me now. Raja, your report makes clear many of these civilian deaths are not the result of what the military often calls collateral damage. You're saying in many cases, civilians themselves are being targeted by the bombs. Tell me more.
Some of the cases, it is key infrastructure was destroyed or medical facilities. But in most of the cases, it's civilians. And many of these civilians are women and children. There is no clear military target around it. So it is very preventable.
In April 2018, you report that a wedding celebration was attacked. 21 people died, 97 injured. Why is a wedding being attacked?
Why? It is a very big question. Yeah, why? We think that the Saudi coalition, they feel empowered by their allies and they don't care. They don't do anything to prevent hitting civilians. So in this incident that you have mentioned, it was in an area that has nothing to do with any military target, and it was a wedding. So most of the people who died in this incident were the dancers and the drummers. One of the pictures, there was a child who just refused to leave the dead body of his father. But this picture is not unique. It's happening every day in Yemen.
You also say that U.S.-made cluster bombs have been used. Of course, cluster bombs are outlawed under international law. So how are they being used?
They have been used in five incidents in this report. They either destroyed civilian objects or in some of the incidents, they killed and injured civilians, dozens of them. So it's all lawful airstrikes. And cluster bombs were just used in these incidents.
By no means do I want to diminish any of the loss of life that you've just described, but should this really come as a surprise? Because we have known that the U.S. government has sold billions of dollars worth of military equipment and weapons to the Saudis for years. Yeah. And, of course, it is the Saudis who are leading this war.
Right. So the Saudis and Emiratis are leading this war and responsible of the airstrikes, but also they are using U.S. weapons, and this is another level of responsibility. And also the U.S., the role of the U.S. here is not only selling weapons, they also support the Saudi and Emirati coalition in a political level and military also. So they are engaged in this.
Well, in fact, House lawmakers here in the United States revoked their support for the U.S. involvement in Yemen. We expect the Senate to do the same soon. What kind of response have you gotten when you go to American lawmakers and you talk to them about this? Are you lobbying them to act?
Yes, I'm pushing them to act because I think that Congress can do a lot. They have the power to do a significant change in the situation in Yemen and to stop the war. Not supporting Saudis, not selling weapons to Saudis is one significant step that can help to lead to peace in Yemen. But they can even after that do much more than this. They can involve positively to push for peace process in Yemen. And we have all seen when there is a pressure after the Khashoggi murder, they succeed to send all parties to the conflict to Sweden to start peace talk.
This is Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post journalist who was murdered by the Saudis.
Right. His death just like was a miracle regarding how much it brought attention to Yemen.
And, of course, there is the humanitarian crisis. A child dies every 10 minutes in Yemen, according to the United Nations.
Right.
What are you seeing there? What are the results of all of this?
So the attitude of parties to the conflict led to this. Yeah. So all the violations, because we have, on one hand, we have the Houthis, which is an armed group who controlled Sana'a by force in 2014.
Allied with Iran, and that's who the Saudis are against.
Yeah, they are supported by Iran. And they are now controlling 20% of Yemen, and they are doing horrible violations, different indiscriminate chilling, obstruct food and medicines access, torture, different kind of violations. On the other hand, there are 80% of Yemen is controlled by Hadi government and the coalition. And this 80% also is just controlled by armed groups who are doing horrible violations. There is no state in Yemen now. The state is collapsed. And millions of Yemenis are not receiving their salaries. And the salaries issue, it's one of the main reasons that led to the starvation in Yemen. And when we talk about starvation, I keep saying that Yemenis are not starving, they are being starved, because parties to the conflict, they use starvation as a weapon of war.
That's Rajia Al-Mutawakkel, founder and chairperson of Mu'tana, a human rights organization based in Yemen. Thanks so much for your time.